Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports Show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. Where's my barbecue? Happy Labor Day! We've got the U.S. Open going on, and it's doing huge numbers all across the board, from revenue to viewership, ticket sales, you name it. The Bloomberg Business Week team was at the Open this past week and got a chance to talk to some of the people who helped to put it together this year. Here's a bit of their conversation with the USTA's Chief Commercial Officer, Kirsten Correa.
You do a lot of stuff here, and we've talked about in terms of ticketing, hospitality, but you've taken on a new role of Chief Commercial Officer. So what does that mean? Right. And what does it mean to kind of market the USTA, which I feel like has such a well-known brand? Tell us top of mind for you.
So it also includes our corporate partners, who are our true partners in ensuring that we have an opportunity to deliver this event in such a spectacular way for the fans. We can see it from where we sit here right now, but there's spectacular activations across the grounds that our partners bring for the fans, as well as events like... our partners are activating in different ways, whether it's the American Express fan experience, that's a beautiful, awesome experience that I highly recommend that you should go through. Our partners at Chase have done the Chase soundcheck that they brought DNCE, Joe Jonas's band, that performed last Friday night to cap off the end of Fan Week, and that was free and open to the public. And so they really enhance the event and enable us to bring it to just such a higher level.
Do you have a million corporate sponsors who are like, we want to be part of this?
We have many that are interested. We are selective in who we partner with, and you can look around and see who our partners are that really align really nicely with us. We have such an attractive audience, both those that are physically on site and those that are global around the world to any corporate sponsor, really. We're very gender neutral. Mm-hmm. We're very diverse. If you look around our crowd and you watch the tennis, it's a very diverse crowd. It's just a very attractive audience for partners to reach. And our broadcast rights holders, we're global. We're broadcasting over 200 countries and territories around the world. And while we're here in the U.S. and we're celebrating a U.S. icon in Serena Williams, our players come from all over the world, and our fans are from all over the world. And our global rights holder partners enable us to do that in the various territories and regions. So all that becomes part of the purview and part of the privilege to work on those relationships and ensure that we deliver as best we can for them and for the fans around the world.
I have to change the subject a little bit, because as you were talking, I look over your shoulder, Kirsten, and I see some of the best tennis players in the world walking in and out of the media center, but also just walking amongst fans here, being escorted to their games, their matches, what they're going to play, to their courts. And I think to myself, what other sporting event do you have access to literally come here to watch and encounter the best people in that sport in the entire world?
It's pretty extraordinary. And you're seeing that now in the middle of the first week of the main draw. Last week during the Fan Week, we were open and free to the public, where there's the qualifying tournament, but there's also all the top pros are practicing freely across the courts, including in Arthur Ashe Stadium. So we have something called the Fan Pass. It's free to register for. And the Ashe Experience, where people could show that Fan Pass and come in and sit in the first row courtside in Arthur Ashe Stadium, where never, ever have a chance to sit there in their lifetime and see those players up close and personal. And people are actually applauding for points that they're playing in practice. And the players stay, and they sign autographs, they sign the balls, they sign the hats. They're really free and loose during that Fan Week, and it's just an extraordinary opportunity. And you're right. the ability to get close to global superstars in a sport is not something that fans are offered every day, regardless of the sport.
By the way, they're carrying their own tennis racket.
They do.
Yes, they're carrying their big bags.
Even Serena Williams
rackets.
Carries her own tennis racket bag.
Which is wonderful to see. Well, and then speaking of fans, like as you look at the crowd, first of all, I love that the U.S. Open is an international crowd. I love that I see kids all mm-hmm. over the space of all ages and stuff. So how do you think about that from a marketing perspective as well?
Our mission is to grow and develop the game of tennis in the United States, and we want tennis to look like America. And it's so gratifying to see the fandom here really look like a microcosm, you know, a cross-section of America. And, you know, the kids, tremendous amount of kids during Fan Week, also during the main draw, of every age, and there's something here for all of them. Aside from the tennis, it's just a spectacular experience. It's a festival on the ground. Sometimes we say it's a food and wine festival with tennis on the side.
Can we talk about the food and wine? Like, how do you, I mean, that is part of the experience. I mean, it's just so fun. Like, I know when we get done, like, we go up and we either have a drink or something, but it's just wonderful. It's, like, a lot of fun, and it's great food, great drinks.
Great food, like, great drinks.
How do you think about that, too, and feeding and being here for the whole crowd that's here? I mean, it's a lot of people.
It's a ton of people. Well, Danny Zauser and his team do a fabulous job of feeding everyone here, and not just feeding them, but feeding them in a way that they are thrilled about it, and they talk about it to all their friends and family. But the honeydews is iconic. I think we will sell over a couple hundred thousand of them.
$22 a pop.
$22 a pop, but when's the last time you got a cocktail in New York City and paid $22 and had a beautiful commemorative cup to take away with you?
That's right.
Last time I was at the U.S. Open. That's when.
Well done, well done, well said.
Which actually, I mean, that was years ago that I got that, so this has been happening for a long time. Okay, the next generation of American tennis players. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we see Serena Williams play in her last major this time around. We don't know for sure.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Who are the youngest American tennis players that we need to have on our radar?
Oh, wow. I am definitely not the player development pro here.
Or maybe talk a little bit about the development pipeline, because as we do get to a point where we've seen what the Williams sisters have done for this sport has been so much.
Well, this is where you and I were talking before we got going about Chris Everett, because there was a piece on CBS, and it was just what I love about the USTA, and I know we've had an ongoing conversation over the last few years, that you do think about kids who maybe don't have access to tennis, mm-hmm. and whether it's Chris Everett or someone else who's getting out to communities and making sure that kids who might not have the option to get a racket in their hands, they're making sure that they do have that access. That's what's incredible about this organization.
It is, and that's the mission, right? That's that piece was amazing, and it's all for how do we get more kids to lead a healthier lifestyle and get access to not just tennis, but after-school programs in underserved mm-hmm. communities that they can be safe, they can be learning, they can do homework, they can play tennis and learn the game. And the NJTL, the National Junior Tennis and Learning Program, is all about that.
That was Kirsten Corio, USTA Chief Commercial Officer, speaking with Tim Stenovic and Carol Masser, co-host of Bloomberg Business Week, live from the U.S. Open. They were right there. You can hear more of them by checking out the Bloomberg Business Week podcast and listen weekday afternoons on Bloomberg Radio. And now, we know the U.S. Open already brings in a lot of money. Lots of money. It's one of the biggest events in the New York City area. And with us is Bloomberg senior reporter Jillian Tan. Jillian, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I got to ask the first question, and this is part of your article. And you got a lot of companies saying, yeah, you can come on in. Listen, just $10,000 for some courtside seats, and you can be right there to see all the players. In fact, you can see the logo when they sit down on their seats. $10,000, are they doing a brisk business?
Yeah, or are they? These are the hottest commodity of tickets. So traditionally, heaps of companies would go into suites, which are littered across the whole of the Arthur Ashe Stadium. But ever since those sold out in June, the USTA tried to figure out a way of how to capture that corporate dollar. So they came up with this package. So corporates, or like bankers, lawyers, private equity titans, whoever, can just roll up, sit courtside, have their meals, have their drinks, you know, shrimp cocktail, honey juice, you know, Grey Goose vodka, you know, Whispering Angel Rosé just brought to them in seat, so they don't have to get up and miss a second of the action. These are the hottest seats.
Well, so for $10,000, I can get, I get the buffet, whatever I want. I get the cocktail. I get all the drinks I want. I mean, I guess you can't beat it for $10,000, but that's hard if you don't have a deep pocket. You got to rely on the corporate money.
Yeah, so I guess these are, you know, very much targeted to high net worth individuals, corporates, you know, folks with big entertainment budgets. But, you know, the upper ranks of Arthur Ashe Stadium have been packed. And it's not just the corporates, right? It's not just people with deep pockets. The USTA, I think they began selling tickets from the 35-ish range. Obviously, those exploded in the secondary markets. That's a whole different story. But yeah, it's actually in excess of $10,000. It doesn't just cap out at $10,000.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let me ask this question, because as we get closer to the finals, I'm wondering if that price continues to go up and up.
So for the USTA, like the original reseller, that price doesn't continue to rise above, you know, in excess of $10,000. That they, you know, pre-package their tickets based on, you know, demand beforehand, but it's a fluctuating scale. But for corporates, that doesn't change.
I guess it wouldn't have to change if you're charging $10,000 for it. It shows you how the U.S. Open is a huge moneymaker, not just for New York City, but for everything out there in Flushing Meadows.
Yeah, indeed. I guess the one thing that is good to point out is that the USTA puts a lot of the capital that it raises, or the revenue that it makes from the event, into grassroots tennis to just expand the sport throughout the US. So the US Open is a huge moneymaker, but it's for an organization that is promoting the sport broadly.
And to put it in perspective for guys like me who have to sit up in the nosebleed section up there, when you either get the courtside seats or you get the suite itself, I mean, the suite is nice. It looks like an apartment.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that these guys are getting, and this is part of what's driven the corporate interest, is meeting rooms. So if folks don't have access to a suite, the USTA is giving them access to a dining room or even just private meeting space. So you're getting everything. You're getting exclusivity. You're away from the folks in the nosebleeds. Not that you need to be, because often, you know, everyone's having a great experience. But if you're talking about sensitive things, you're trying to strike a deal on the sidelines, that's where you want to do it.
You would have to get away from a guy like me. I'd be the one yelling in there, all right, serve it up. And it's like, you know, then someone's got to come on to shut me up, man. It's like, there is no other atmosphere, and I wish people could understand this. If you've been to a tennis tournament, and yes, Wimbledon is something totally different altogether. You know, it's very classy and it's great. And you come to the U.S. Open, and I'm not trying to cheapen the U.S. Open in terms of the fans, but we can be a rowdy bunch a bit.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's also super interesting. The umpires at the U.S. Open, they have to tell the crowd, you know, quiet, please, your voices are carrying, because people just chat throughout the match, as opposed to, as you said, Wimbledon. Classy affair, you know, you can hear a pin drop. It's total silence. U.S. Open's totally opposite.
You won't hear somebody like me saying, damn, girl, go ahead, serve it up. You won't hear that at Wimbledon, which, by the way, and comparing the two, the money in the U.S. Open, the money at Wimbledon, is it about the same, or which one outweighs the other?
I actually haven't looked to see what the Wimbledon revenue is, but the U.S. Open, I think they disclose their revenue, but we reported in this story that they're expecting $50 million just from these courtside seats and the associated hospitality.
$50 million just alone from the U.S. Open?
$50 million just from these specific, you know, courtside seats, as well as certain mezzanine and loge seats. So it's it's a pretty penny.
Oh, as my mother would say, oh, Lord, that's a lot of money. Oh, man. Bloomberg senior reporter Jillian Tan, thank you so much for joining us because you gave me an education about how much money it is just to be a spectator at the U.S. Open. We really do appreciate it. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show. We explore the big money issues in the world of sports. Hey, you can catch our podcast Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I'm Michael Barr on Twitter at Big Barr Sports. Thanks for joining us for the latest on the stories in the world of sports. And we're talking big money, not that chump change that's in my pocket right now. We're talking big money. You're listening to the Bloomberg Business of Sports and Bloomberg Radio around the world. And by the way, download this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.